Steve Kirsch said that you could divide the deaths into two categories, acute and maybe long-term. Actually, there's four categories. The first is a sudden death, really sudden death, that dies within, you know, the first 2 to 3 days after getting the shot. And then there is spike protein death, that can, what's happening to all the myocarditis and the cardiovascular, the neurological things with the spike proteins. And yes, they are there. And that is anywhere from 3 to 5 years. The autoimmune diseases that are going to happen from the antibodies to the spike proteins and to the other foreign matter, like the SM102, the polyethylene glycol, all the additional antibodies that are being made to the ingredients that we know about. And we don't, there's a whole bunch of things we don't even still know what's in them. That antibody response causing autoimmune disease, multi-organ system failure against your heart, your kidneys, your lungs, your liver is going to go on for decades. It'll be going on for 3 to 10 years. Some of the immunologists I spoke to early on said, that we are in big trouble. We are going to see the unbelievable uptick of autoimmune disease over the next 10 years, unlike anything we have ever seen before. So there's sudden death, there's spike protein death, there is autoimmune disease, and then there's the other, the upticks in the cancers, the upticks in the infertility, the upticks in the early fetal demise, the third trimester children, babies, infants that are dying for. We don't know why. The doctors are so perplexed that suddenly we're seeing all these infants dying in utero in the third trimester for no apparent reason except, oh, by the way, their mom got a shot, got one of the COVID shots while they were pregnant. So there are, and then there's the miscellaneous other types of deaths from the hydrogel, from the graphene oxide, from the other types of chemical reactions, and then add in some EMF frequencies, and we are going to just see people just continue to die suddenly, like you said in your film, and also long-term, slow, degrading deaths.
Video of physicians expressing their views about treatment for the coronavirus. Some of those views were optimistic. That would hurt the Joe Biden for President campaign. And so they pulled it off the internet and banned anyone from sharing it. That's a state of free speech in America. We're allowed to share it here because we don't work for Google or Facebook. So here's a clip.
This is a treatment regimen that's very simple, and it should be in the hands of the American people. The difficult aspect of this is that at the moment, because of politics, it's being blocked from doctors prescribing it, and it's being blocked from pharmacists releasing it. They've been empowered to overrule the doctor's opinion. I'm in favor of it being over the counter. Give it to the people. Give it to the people.
Dr. Simone Gold was in that video, the banned one. She was censored, but more than that, she was fired from her job, apparently, for appearing in that video. We're going to get the story directly from her because she joins us now. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on. Can it be true that you lost your job for expressing your medical opinions on camera?
Yes, thank you so much. I'm a board-certified emergency physician for 20 years. In fact, until seems like 5 minutes ago, I was considered a hero, and people would be clapping and glad that I was doing what I was doing. And then the video came out, and I was summarily fired for appearing in what was told to me is an embarrassing video. So that's what happened.
Leaving aside the legal question of whether an employer is just allowed to fire someone for appearing in a video that might hurt the Biden campaign, I'm interested in what their justification was. You're a doctor treating patients in an emergency room. What does a video have to do with your work?
Yeah, of course it has nothing to do with my work. I'm very well liked, well regarded. Thankfully, I've got a wonderful reputation with the patients, with my staff, with my colleagues, and I actually enjoy what I do. But, you know, we came to Washington because we're so distressed. You know, frontline doctors like myself, we're seeing patients not get what they need. We're seeing the doctor-patient relationship being completely eroded, that the governors are empowering pharmacies to overrule doctors who've had conversations with their patients. It's really something that Americans should be alarmed.
I'm Dr. Stella Emanuel. I'm a primary care physician in Houston, Texas. You know, I actually went to medical school in West Africa, Nigeria, where I took care of malaria patients, treated them with hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So I'm actually used to these medications. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 years old. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. The study that made me start using hydroxychloroquine was a study that they did in under the NIH in 2005 that say it works. Recently, I was doing some research about a patient that had hiccups, and I found out that they even did a recent study in the NIH, which is our national institute, that is the National Institute of Health. They actually had a study, and go look it up. Type hiccups and COVID, you will see it. They treated a patient that had hiccups with hydroxychloroquine, and it proved that COVID is a symptom of hiccups. It's a symptom of COVID. So if the NIH knows that treating the patient with hydroxychloroquine proves that hiccup is a symptom of COVID, then they definitely know that hydroxychloroquine works. I'm upset. Why I'm upset is that I see people that cannot breathe. I see parents walk in.
Hey America, Dr. Stella Emanuel here. I just want to make a short video to explain between the mRNA vaccine and the shedding so that to kind of get people's heart a little bit at rest. What is this COVID vaccine actually, especially the mRNA vaccine? mRNA is a molecule that takes information from your DNA to your RNA to produce proteins. It's like a code that comes from your DNA to your RNA and tells your RNA to produce proteins, which is the building block of all human beings. We're all built with proteins. So what they said with the vaccine is that they're going to introduce a code into your system, an mRNA that will code for the spike protein. Remember, it is a spike protein that causes the inflammation in COVID, the multi-system inflammation and the cytokine storm in COVID that actually make people sick and die. It's a spike protein. So they now put an mRNA in your body to produce the spike protein. There's an on switch. They don't know where it goes. They don't know. That's going to be another video. But remember that if this person that got the mRNA vaccine start producing these spike proteins and comes around you and they're shedding on you, remember that it is just shedding. You don't have mRNA coded into your system to produce spike protein. If you move away from that person, the shedding would stop. So even that's why people notice that when they get around people that are vaccinated, they have all kinds of symptoms. When they move away from them, it stops. So people that are getting shedding should not feel like they're the same, like they took the code itself. And I'm going to be doing another short video about explaining exactly what the lies they said about the mRNA vaccine and how it causes problems in our system. So if you've actually taken the vaccine, there is ways for detox. We have a Twitter space coming up February 2nd, 2023. We have a great panel of doctors that are going to be telling you what you need to do. But if you are scared about shedding, all you need to do is get on hydroxychloroquine and the vitamins, because you see, hydroxychloroquine is anti-inflammatory. It helps to build your system. It stops, it actually neutralizes some of the spike proteins. And then of course you take vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin to build your immunity. So I don't want people that did not take the vaccine to be scared because they are gonna have shedding. Yes, shedding can cause issues, but it can easily be prevented for you that did not get vaccinated. For those that are vaccinated, it's a totally different issue. We got to deal with the spiritual implication of the vaccine. We got to deal with the manufacturing of spike protein. We got to deal with the causes, what the spike protein is going to do in your body. We're going to deal with the detox. But most importantly, I want to tell everybody, there's no need to fear. Fear is what they've ever used to cage us, and please stop being afraid. Go to our website, drstellamd.com. You can get the Vax Detox. You can get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. You can make a telemedicine appointment and a doctor will see you and prescribe it for you. You can get our vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. That's going to be able to help you. And we're going to be talking a little more about this. We have Covilite. Covilite, we'll put it together for people that are having COVID long symptoms, which is still spike protein disease, and people that are having inflammation in their system even after they've had COVID. So go to drstellamd.com, help yourself, and please do not be afraid. Remember, at the end of the day, if they've modified your mRNA, there's only one person that can change that, and his name is Jesus. God bless you.
Well, Dr. Emmanuel here again. Just want to give you a little bit of summary on what's coming on vaccines. Pfizer, Moderna are producing a vaccine that has a messenger RNA in it. What does messenger RNA do? It goes into your system, it translates information from your DNA, and then it rewrites proteins. And proteins is the backbone of the human system. So in other words, you can write a protein of blue eyes or, you know, kidney enzymes. So if they give you a messenger RNA that's a chimpanzee, it's going to write chimpanzee protein into your system, make you human and chimpanzee. If they give you a luciferase one, which is what they are trying to do right now, it's going to write you a luciferase code. So we should not take a messenger RNA vaccine. I don't know why they will need to give us a messenger RNA vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. You can make a DNA vaccine. They can make vaccines that are life attenuated viruses. But why do we even need a vaccine for COVID? COVID is treatable. COVID is, you know, it's preventable. That's why we created frontlinemds.com so that people can go there and get treatment and prevention for their families. They have allowed hundreds of thousands of people to die, scared the living daylight out of us, locked us down. And what is the whole thing? Preparing us for this vaccine. If you read in Revelation 13, it said they cause all to take a mark. Bill Gates has patented a mark called 060606 on the quantum dot tattoo, and they're going to have a protein in it called luciferase, which they're going to use, put it on your the back of your hand to be able to read whether you have the vaccine, put your money on it, and then we can use cryptocurrency, and then we can go cashless. So these things are coming up. We need to be very careful. If you take a vaccine that has an mRNA in it, whatever it is that they are giving you, I don't know what they are using to do that, you're going to become one with them. You're going to be like those in Genesis 6, and you're going to be a Nephilim, and you cannot enter heaven. So what do you need to do? Number one, don't take this vaccine. Your job is going to make you take it. Daycares are going to make you take it. Go to frontlinemds.com, get prevention, get treatment for your family. Number two, make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, because it is only the light of Christ inside of you that will protect you from the evil that is about to come. And we need to pray seriously, because this is coming up. So Pfizer, Moderna, mRNA vaccines, bad. There are other companies that are making regular vaccines. I'm going to be doing more detailed videos.